This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diversion Audio.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of The Greatest True Crime Stories Ever Told. I'm Emma DeMuth from Diversion Audio, where I work behind the scenes on the show. Diversion Audio was born from the book publishing company Diversion Books back in 2020. Our mission is to tell stories that spark dialogue rooted in compelling stories. In fact, stories from the Diversion Library served as key sources for many of our stories in season one. Today, we have a special guest who is no stranger to the world of gripping narratives and to many of the stories from the season. Joining us is Keith Wallman, the editor-in-chief of Diversion Books. Keith is an expert in curating stories that captivate. In this episode, we'll unravel the mystery behind the enduring fascination with true crime books and podcasts. Why do people find solace in the genre? What is it about these narratives that keep us on the edge of our seats? And what does that say about society? About us? Stay tuned as we embark on a conversation with Keith Wallman about the why behind the true crime genre. This is The Greatest True Crime Stories Ever Told. Thank you, Keith, for joining us today. I'm really interested to hear about your perspective in true crime, specifically from the book angle. And, you know, this episode also marks the end of season one of our new show, The Greatest True Crime Stories Ever Told. Speaking of, I'd like to start by asking you what your favorite story was from the season.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Emma. Thanks for having me. I've got to go with the episode that was titled Knife Through Hot Butter. It's based on a Diversion title, a Diversion Books title called Dancing with Death. And you've got this multi-layered Jekyll and Hyde character at the center, Marjorie Orban. She's a former stripper and Vegas showgirl turned into a suburban housewife. And you've got these different settings, those different personalities, the showgirl versus the suburban housewife milieu, and the murder of her seventh husband. And I think there's just so much tension between the different sides of her personality and the different environments that she inhabits. So to me, that's the best one of the season. It's great.
Yeah, I think characters that have very multidimensional personalities do make the best stories. It kind of reminds me of my personal favorite three episodes of the season was the first female American serial killer, which was actually our host, Mary Kay McBrayer, she wrote a book all about Jane Taupin. And it was really fascinating because it starts off with her childhood. And you kind of get a good understanding mm-hmm. of not necessarily the why behind her crimes, but it makes a little bit more sense knowing that backstory. A lot of true crime is about stories with men killing women, unfortunately. And with our show, our focus was to tell stories in which women were not just the victim. I'm curious, in your experience, has there been any type of characters that you've seen most often in the stories that have been submitted to you? And why do you think that is?
Sure thing. Back to that Jekyll and Hyde example, to have a woman as the Jekyll and Hyde is really unique, because most of the time it's the mild-mannered man, the doting husband, the businessman who's got the psychopathic impulses at night. So this flips that script. But, you know, there's almost always the murdered or assaulted woman, and it's a good thing to have a series that changes the perspective here and gives us a look at humans in general who have these evil impulses. In these true crime books, you've often got the grieving family members, but there's usually one or two who are determined to get to the bottom of the case. And those are the ones you latch onto as the reader or the listener or the viewer. Sometimes there's a journalist, a detective, an FBI agent trying to piece it together. They've got their flaws as well, so they're really human, and you can empathize with them. And they're trying to piece together the clues, and you can do it along with them. And I think that's one of the thrills of true crime stories, is trying to get to the bottom of it and having an ally within the story itself. Mm-hmm.
You kind of just answered this, but I'm curious, what do you look for in true crime writers and in true crime stories?
One of the things I look for is an author's understanding that a reader engaging in a book is looking for escape. It's an escape. And to double down on that, sure, you want action, you want the crime, you want some heroes to follow, but you also want milieu. You want to go someplace, another time, another geographic region, an interesting culture or workplace. So the story of a crime set in Prohibition era Kentucky, for example, takes you to the world of bootleggers and moonshine and a different place. So it's a form of escape. And if the author can really paint that picture well, they've done a great job. So the setting of a true crime story is very important. Knife Through Hot Butter is a great example. Take me to Las Vegas in the early 2000s among the showgirls. I've never been there before, mm-hmm. but I need an escape. It's a diversion, right? Diversion books, diversion audio.
See what you did there.
and then there's also, if you're going to go with a recognizable setting, if it's going to be in a suburb that's familiar to what you're used to, you know, the average everyday American town, then there's a way that the author has to lean into the evil of the perpetrator. So there are different elements. Depending on what ingredients you have, you add a bit more of that, a bit more of that. So the author is really a chef, taking the facts of the story, putting it all together so that it's delicious. Sometimes it's spicy. Sometimes you're a little nauseous. But it gets the emotions going, and it's a challenging craft because we're dealing with crime, right. Murder often. So how to make that entertaining, or at least to put us through a realm of emotions as a reader? It's a hard challenge, and the best authors do it well with different ingredients at different times.
A recent study by YouGov, I'll link these studies in the show notes, has shown more than 50% of Americans enjoy true crime content. 35% of Americans consume true crime content, whether that be podcasts, movies, TV shows, or books, at least once a week. In addition, 62% of American adults report being fans of media specifically about serial killers. This same survey found that 76% of Americans consider themselves fans of true crime. That's a lot of people that love true crime. Keith, in your opinion, why do you think people like true crime content so much?
I haven't quite done the research that you have. I'm impressed. But absent of those statistics, I'd say there's that challenge of trying to figure out who did it, And to do that before the book or the podcast explains or reveals who did it. So there's the puzzle aspect to the whole thing. And just like any storytelling genre, I think there's also that sympathy, empathy element. You can put yourself, if you can put yourself in the shoes of the people who are in this story, that's a powerful, powerful thing. And we want to do that. We want to escape our everyday lives. And even if it's in a milieu of evil, of something awful happening, it's a way to have a change in our ordinary existence. There's the fear factor element. You can't ignore that. It's a jolt of energy. And the books that really give you those cliffhangers at the end of chapters and those little boosts of fear are really great. So I think there's a lot of reasons. And I think unless you're listening to or reading or watching true crime to study law enforcement techniques, that you're really in it for entertainment, but also to trigger that sense of empathy in your being. And those are different things, but they can work well together.
Another thing that one of our other producers, Mark, told me recently was that men overwhelmingly love this. I forget what the show is called, but there's a show about airplane tragedies and how to survive different tragedies that can happen on airplanes. And women overwhelmingly love true crime podcasts. And I think a lot of the reason why men and women are both attracted to both kinds of content is because they want to understand how to survive if they're ever in these kind of circumstances. So I do think in a way there is an educational component. You want to understand how serial killers think, what kind of tactics they use to lure people. It's an education on how to not be a victim in the future. And I think that's fascinating.
And who would want to learn that in a dry, boring way? Nobody.
Exactly. Yeah.
So to have the entertainment, the storytelling aspect is really, really important. I'm with you. It's strange. I wonder why men are so interested in the ancient Roman Empire too. Do they want to learn how to be gladiators?
Yes.
Or something? You've heard about that.
True crime is my Roman Empire. Are you on TikTok, Keith? You know that?
Yes. Exactly. Yep.
I love it. You know, something else as a producer that I think about a lot, and we've touched upon this a little bit, is at the end of the day, we want to tell an entertaining story, but these are true victims, true people, whether they're gone now or if they have family members that are still suffering to this day because of these losses. These are real people. And how can we tell these stories in a way that is respectful and tasteful? You know, I personally never really thought about it until a few years ago. My very best friend in the whole world, her boyfriend was actually really tragically murdered. And witnessing the aftermath of that and how people around her treated her, strangers treated her, you know, in one day she got over 10,000 follow requests on Instagram. And it's fascinating to me how much people are drawn to tragedy in a way. Like, people want to feel close to tragedy. And it's been a struggle to try to understand that while also, you know, working in entertainment and telling these stories. And I don't know if I have an answer of how we can tell a true crime story in the most tasteful way and if that is even possible. I'm curious on your thoughts. I know it's a hard question.
I think one of the important things is to remember that these are stories of heightened human emotion, and we're attracted to that, but we're not publishing horror, and we're not doing podcasts that are in the horror genre. This isn't about leaning into gruesomeness and pure evil, although you can explore evil in psychological ways. I don't think you want to have an author convey a sense that they're taking some sort of pleasure in writing about this. It's different than that. There's a distinct difference between a challenging and intriguing read versus pure shock.
Yep.
And I'm not interested in publishing or frankly reading pure shock. I want to make those human connections as a reader. So if it's in the midst of tragedy, there has to be some sensitivity there, I think. And that's really important in this genre, for sure.
This is a special episode of The Greatest True Crime Stories Ever Told. We'll be right back after the break.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
So what is the most fascinating true crime story you've ever published?
It's a great question. There are so many. I've done lots of books in this genre. I'm going to point to the first title that I published with Diversion called The Bourbon King, The Life and Crimes of George Remus, who's we call Prohibition's evil genius. So you're in Cincinnati in Kentucky in the 1920s. It's Prohibition, and he's got one of the largest illegal booze operations going in the whole country, this guy named Remus. And he goes to prison, and while he's in prison, a federal agent seduces his wife and ends up having a relationship with his wife. He finds out about it. He gets out of prison somehow, and he murders him. And then you've got this fantastic trial, and he's pumping money into bribing the jurors and everything like that. But it's really that milieu, getting to go to basically the bootleg capital of America in the 1920s, like jazz age America, where they're pumping out moonshine. That's really fantastic. So that speaks to the element of milieu again. And there's another one that I'd point to that I did this book years ago. It was called Terror in the City of Champions. And it was about the city of Detroit in the Great Depression era. And it's what's really fascinating are all the things that are happening around this one central murder. So Detroit is suffering. People are looking for jobs. They're down on their luck. But the sports teams in Detroit are winning championships left and right. So there's this inspirational aspect to the time and place. At the same time, you had all of these people moving from the South up north for jobs. And some of them brought elements of the KKK to the North. So there was this offshoot group in Detroit called the Black Legion. And at the center of this story in the Terror of the City of Champions, there's a murder of a black man, and one of the Black Legion members who's, I guess, then you would have called him simple, but he's not one of the higher ups, but he's the star witness. And it's just an amazing story. And again, it for me, the historical crime is really fascinating because it's truly an escape. You're distant time, distant place, and yet all of those human elements come through. So those are my favorite kinds of true crime, but the ones that you have on the podcast are all fantastic too.
This makes me think of another question. When it comes to historical crime, how much do you think the crime is influenced from the environment versus the human being? It's interesting, like even in the first season, we have characters from the 2000s all the way to the 1800s. It seems to me people haven't changed that much. But for instance, the Prohibition story, if this man lived in the early 2000s, do you think he still would have murdered someone? Or do you think it's very circumstantial to Prohibition specifically?
It's a good question. And I think it is circumstantial. George Remus was a lawyer, and he got his start in bootlegging by representing these low-level rum runners and moonshiners. And he realized that he could make a lot of money if he went into it whole hog and do it himself. So that's how he got involved. And then he accumulated so much wealth and so much power that he thought he was a king. And when this federal agent took his wife, he felt like he could get retribution, and he went for it. But it's clearly the environment and the setting that influenced the people. But I don't know. I don't think it's that way all the time. Sometimes, you know, there are people with these inclinations towards evil and violence in every setting. And to combine the two is the task of the author or the podcast producer or the filmmaker.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's a combination of circumstance / environment, but also who you are as a human being. All right, Keith, well, thank you so much for joining us today. This was a lot of fun discussing true crime as a whole and media. So I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Emma. I appreciate it too.
Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of The Greatest True Crime Stories Ever Told. To learn more about Diversion, check out diversionaudio.com or diversionbooks.com.
Diversion Audio.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.